Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu unserer vierten Folge des Spiegelbild-Podcasts.
Or shall we rather say hello and welcome to our fourth episode of the Spiegelbild-Podcast, Sandra?
You're right, Chris. Today's podcast is going to be in English. And this is not by accident.
No, indeed not. We do have today two guests, Nova Flash and Zwirke, who are having an international background. Nova Flash founders are from Italy and Zwirke's founder is from Canada, Taiwan. But Sandra, just one question. Is it in Mirrorbild or do we stay with Spiegelbild?
Wouldn't it be Mirror Image then? But I think Spiegelbild is fine and we stick to our name. However, today's going to be very interesting. I highly appreciated having international people in our programs. And I'm really curious what they are going to tell us about their startup journey. Further, it is very special for me as well, because Zwirke and Nova Flash joined Build more than 2 years ago. So it was amazing to see them grow and to accompany them over such a long period of time. But this also means that they stand on their own feet now and they are scaling, and the incubation time will end soon.
Unfortunately. Yeah, but besides that, I see a perfect match because Sandra is taking care of Zwirke and I'm consulting Nova Flash.
Yeah, that's right. Both startups started approximately 2 years ago, went through all our programs, and they are now about to establish on the market. And therefore, I'd like to introduce Nova Flash and Zwirke to you. Let's start with Giovanni Salvador, the founder of Nova Flash. Hi, Giovanni.
Hi, guys. Buongiorno a tutti. It is a pleasure to be here today with you. And thanks for the invitation, of course.
Thank you, Giovanni, for being here today. But we also don't want to miss to introduce Nancy Wang from Zwirke. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
Fine. Thanks for joining. We both know your business model very well now, but not everyone does. Would you mind explaining to our listeners shortly your business model and what Zwirke is about, Nancy?
Sure. So Zwirke is a sharing platform. It is a network of children's books that's always traveling from one family to another. And what that looks like is that every month, up to 20 books are matched to your family's preferences and delivered to your home in our reusable Zwirke boxes. Now, from this box, you can choose the books you want to keep, and you can also give away any of your own books that you no longer read by putting them into the box. So effectively, you're doing a book swap at home. And when you're done, you ship away your box, and the box will then travel directly to another suitable family. And the next month, another box will be delivered to you, and the cycle just repeats. So with Zwirke, families can now get up to 20 books every month for the cost of just one new book. So what we're trying to do is to make real paper books as convenient and as affordable as digital distractions. We're hoping that with Zwirke, kids will spend less time in front of screens and more time in front of books.
Great. I really love the idea of Zwirke. And you already have a lot of subscribers, right?
I'm not sure what a lot means, but yes, we're doing okay. We now have over 400 families and kindergartens subscribed, and collectively that means over 9,000 books have been swapped across Austria, and our Zwirke boxes have been reused and reshipped over 1,000 times.
Wow, that sounds already great. And in fact, the focus at Zwirke is currently at scaling the business model, right? Which challenges are you facing currently?
I suppose the challenge at the moment is deciding whether to focus on growth or focus on product. And they're both really important. And yes, our customer base is growing, that's true, but we're deliberately doing it at a steady speed and not too fast. This is so that we have the chance to still fine-tune and perfect our product market fit. Mm-hmm. So my feeling is that if you focus too much on growing fast, it gets harder to listen to your customers and to react to their feedback. So for Zwirke, the community is very important.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Nancy. Giovanni, now to you. What are you doing? What are your products?
Well, our product is a universal and industrial programmer for flash memory-based devices, such as microcontrollers or serial memories. Trying to make it easier, our product is a system that is able to take a program developed by our customers, and it is able to write this program inside the flash memory of microcontrollers or other components when they are already mounted on the electronic printed circuit boards. And our product is designed for the use in the electronics board manufacturing industry, of course, so it can be used for 24 hours in a day or 7 days in a week. The innovation that we implemented is a completely new approach that is present in our solution that allows us to be up to 80% faster than the traditional products that are nowadays available on the market. So there is a very great improvement, and for this reason, we are currently applying for a patent that is currently patent pending.
Yeah. So in fact, you innovated flash programming very successfully. And therefore, you already have also set up an international sales network. How much was the Corona crisis influencing your plans?
Well, Corona crisis was a very big trouble for us because it arrived exactly when we had to start our operation in the market. So it blocked our market in Asia before, then in Europe, and at last also in America. And only now we are observing there are some good signs of recovery in Asia and also in Europe, while in America the situation is still very critical. I can evaluate, honestly, to have a delay of more than 1 year compared to our expectations originally planned. And we guess it will be very difficult that within this year it will be possible to recover the situation as before. We are lucky that we have created a sales network that is widespread in countries far away from each other, starting from South Korea to Malaysia, from Eastern Europe to the United Kingdom or to Morocco, ending up to the United States or Mexico. So there are some blocked markets in one part of the globe that are compensated by markets that are partly open in another part of the world. And this is something that allowed us to contain our losses, and it is a very good idea for us to divide the network in all the parts of the globe.
Yeah, but still you proved perseverance, which is paying off now, right? As you already mentioned, you hope that this year will be cover the last year.
Yes, the perseverance and the resilience helped us to fight against all the difficulties of this period. And now we are observing the first good result of the of our efforts because customers start to come back to normal life. They start to use our product, and so we are receiving their first feedback that is great. And so this is the best fuel for us to continue in our business life.
Yeah. Your work doesn't stop here. You're all the time continuing your research and development. What is your latest project?
The last project that we concluded is represented by a new feature that we added to our product. It is a new mode to use it, and we call it the crypto mode because it allows to encrypt everything and to work in a way that is totally encrypted. And only the programming system is able to decrypt in a very secret way and also in a very hidden place the information. And the final result is that nobody will be able to understand the data transmitted from the programmer on one side to the target microcontrollers on the other side. Even trying to insert an oscilloscope probe or instruments in the communication lines to try to read the electrical signals. And this is definitely a new frontier in the data security, at least in the area of the electronic boards programming that is our area of operation.
Mm-hmm. As I've already mentioned, you both have an international background. And maybe, Giovanni, let's start with you. Why did you decide to come to Carinthia to found your business?
Well, the first reason was the possibility to count on an incubator that made available services and, of course, also budget of money for expenses related to the startup of the business in Carinthia. Then, in addition, I have to mention also the slenderness of Austrian bureaucracy that has made it very easy to set up a company in Austria. And this also has facilitated the finding of financial backers for the project that we had in our mind.
Very interesting. As you might have heard already, Nancy is the only native speaker among us today. that's because she grew up in Canada. But Nancy, you were born in Taiwan. How come you ended up here in Carinthia?
I get that question a lot. well, for Canadians, Europe sounds very cool, very exotic, and living in it sounds like a fairy tale. So back then, I wanted to experience living in Europe for a few years. So my boyfriend at that time, he found a job at Infineon and we moved here together. It was supposed to only be a few years, but we really felt at home here. So somehow I ended up getting married here, had two kids here, bought an apartment, and I just never left.
We are happy having you here.
Thank you.
Nancy, was it hard for you in the beginning to acclimatize, to adapt to our culture here? Or is it not so different to Canada?
It's different. But the whole reason I came to Austria in the first place was because I wanted to experience a new culture. So I really enjoyed it in the beginning. Of course, it was awkward and hard at some times. But the change itself was also very exciting and it made it fun. Luckily, there's also a very strong international community and presence here in Carinthia. So I always had support.
Giovanni, Italy from here is just a stone's throw away, but there are still a lot of differences and, to be honest, a lot of Carinthians and why Italians for their lifestyle. How did you cope with the differences at the beginning?
This is a nice question. Well, in the beginning, it was hard for us also because when we arrived in Carinthia, it was still winter. So the days were short and we couldn't find the happy hour atmosphere typical of Italian aperitivi. And the moment in which you can sit down drinking a glass of good wine, you can talk with your friends and so on. And then also the typical foods of our cuisine were not easy to find. So it was hard in the beginning. But little by little, we started also to know the customs of another country and getting to know them. We started to appreciate them. And now that COVID often keeps us away from Austria, we miss them. We can say this for sure. And to be honest, there is an exception that is the coffee that we bring with us from Italy every time, just to be sure to have it, because this is definitely important for us.
As you both said, in your offices very close by, Nancy, do you profit also from the Italian coffee of Nova Flash?
I don't know. Every time I go there, they're not drinking coffee. I'm looking forward to them returning to the office in Austria.
Yeah,
that's put it that way. Yes.
Don't allow it so much, right?
We are bringing some pocket of coffee to other startup when they ask us to provide some material for them.
But you still have to brew it, Nancy.
Yeah, that's also an art in Italy.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, you're both very advanced now, which means you're about to reach the product market fit, gaining customers. But you both started, of course, doing what every startup does, building your company. In retrospect, how did you experience that, starting with Giovanni?
I can identify two critical points that have scared and made the team fearful of failing the goal. And the first is the final technical difficulties that seemed unresolvable. And we really feared that we had discovered the infeasibility of our idea. And of course, this was discovered in the last steps. Every time this happened in the last step. And the second was the difficulty of establishing a new unknown brand in the market. And this emerged when we had a product that was already usable, at least in a beta version, I mean. And not being able to attract the interest of a potential customer just because the brand was not famous was very hard to swallow for us. But I can say again that perseverance and resilience helped us to deal with difficulties and to mature the ability to manage the rush of a result that a startup needs to achieve in a very fast time frame, you know.
Okay, thank you very much for your input. What about you, Nancy?
Well, in the beginning, before we had customers, you can never really know for sure if anyone will actually pay to use your service. You know, even when your research says that they will, you can never really know for sure if there's a true need. So it was always a constant leap of faith, you know. Sometimes it's hard to keep going, and I was always tired, but it's also very exciting. So it's definitely a different experience than, say, working for a company, but I would encourage everyone to give it a try.
So you somehow enjoyed it as well. Is there anything you would have done different looking back?
No, I think that everything that has happened, both the good and the bad, they were all necessary steps for me to get to where I am now. So even a bad experience is still a learning experience.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Giovanni, what is about you? Is there something you regret or something you would have done different in order to increase the success of NovaFlash?
Well, analyzing my experience, I recognize that I give a lot of weight to negative components that happen when you create a new company, and these negative components somehow ruined the pleasure of discovering step by step a reality that was being created thanks to the work of the whole team. And these, of course, influenced also the result of the whole team. And if I can give a suggestion to the new founders, I can say to give the right weight to events and difficulties so that you can start to appreciate the result that with the work of every day you are drawing on your painting. So this is a very important feedback according to me.
Thank you. You both use our programs, Advanced to Premium, Go to Market. To what degree was it helpful for you, Nancy?
Well, as a foreigner who doesn't really speak German very well, I had no network here. And to be honest, I didn't even know that I was even allowed to start a company here. So, of course, these two programs and you guys, of course, helped to point me in the right direction. You also helped to give me credibility and helped to establish my first connections. So, but yes, of course, the financial support helps too. Money is always welcomed.
What do you think about it, Giovanni?
Concerning these programs, the shadowing services with experts on the topic we needed from time to time were very helpful. In particular, I mentioned the mentoring and the coaching activities have been very useful for us. Then it was very important the presence of a person that we could contact at any time to have suggestions. This was a very useful opportunity for us. And also the possibility to have an office available was definitely helpful, because without this opportunity, we would have to search by ourselves an office and also all the furniture, and then to find all the offers for internet, heating, electricity, you know, a lot of mess to do. In all this, I have to highlight that we have language problems since we don't speak German. And this was a hard hurdle for us to solve these kind of issues. At least the budget available in terms of money that the company could spend was also an interesting thing, because it allowed us to pay for services that without this option, they were not possible to be afforded by the company, because they are very expensive normally. And so build programs were definitely an important instrument to create our company and also to keep it alive in this startup phase, definitely.
Before we come to the last question, I have a question from woman to woman, Nancy.
Okay.
This startup journey takes a lot of effort. You work an enormous amount of hours for the startups. And you told us before you have two kids. How do you manage this, and what do you tell to young moms who think about setting up a startup?
My first natural response would be, don't do it. But that's not true. That's not true. I did it too. Well, there are 24 hours in a day, and it's really just about time management, you know. Definitely having a supportive partner, such as my husband, is very helpful. The two of us consider each other equals. So he does as much of the, let's say, traditional motherly things as much as I do. And that definitely helps. So I think if society could perceive men and women equally when it comes to childcare as well, then of course, being a mother who founs a new company is completely possible. But yes, you do need to have a supportive spouse that views this the same way.
Mm. But nevertheless, you're a great example and a great role model for lots of young startup moms. Okay, so lastly, I would like to take a little look into the crystal ball. If you dream and the best case scenario occurs, what does Swirkle look like in 5 years?
I'll be 5 years older, that's for sure. Okay, so well, in 5 years, I think Swirkle will be across the whole of Europe and perhaps as well as North America. And not only will people be swapping books in all languages, but they will also be using the Swirkle ecosystem to swap toys, clothing, artwork, vinyl records, just everything. So hopefully Swirkle will have changed the way that people consume and completely redefined e-commerce.
Great. Yeah, we're looking forward to all the Swirkle boxes and seeing them shipping around Europe. That would be great. Giovanni, what's the Italian dream? Nova Flash in 5 or 10 years?
Our dream is that in 5-10 years, NovaFlash will have succeeded in establishing itself in the market of programming solutions, which is the market that we are addressing now. And, you know, this alone is already a very big challenge. But the dream is even bigger, I can say, because we hope to succeed in establishing NovaFlash also in other sectors, other fields that are always related to the testing of electronic boards, but that are different than the programming field. And this means that according to our plans, we should have succeeded in growing in the number of people working in NovaFlash, and our brand should be recognized worldwide and be synonymous with reliability and also highly innovative technological solutions. So this is what we hope. This is a very ambitious program, but let's hope that this dream will be not only a dream.
Yeah. Anyway, I wish you both all what you need to reach your goals. I would be very much happy for you. But since this is our short podcast format, we unfortunately don't have much more time. But we would like to see you one day in future in our other podcast, Bildlich Gesprochen, and then we should have at least 1 hour to talk very much in detail and very much, you know, to get to know you very much better.
Yeah, I totally agree. That will be done within our success stories, hopefully. Yeah. So thank you both for joining today. And we will put the link to our startup so that our listeners can immediately order the first Swirkle boxes or get more information about NovaFlash in our show notes. And yeah, thanks to our listeners for joining today's podcast and for you to explaining and taking us a bit with you into your startups. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, you too.